Morning world, can't exactly call it good, with news and commentary for the 7th of July, 2005, I'm King David McKenzie. As of 11:45 Universal Coordinated Time, here is how the world is treating itself. Not particularly well. This is one of those mornings that one absolutely dreads to have to report on. By the time that you hear this recorded report, you obviously know of the coordinated bombings in London. The English capital's entire underground subway system has been shut down. At least one double-decker bus was blown apart, possibly two more as I record this, unconfirmed. All buses in London have also been halted. Several casualties, at least 20 fatal. The speculation in British TV coverage as far as responsibility for the blasts is wide open at this hour. Could be Al-Qaeda or sympathizers. Could be Irish Republican Army, although their pattern usually includes advance warning, which apparently was not issued here. Could be G8 related. If you have some prayers to spare, or positive energy, or white light, or kind thoughts, whichever is your personal inclination, there's quite a few folks in London that can use them right this very moment. There's a National Guardsman stationed in occupied Iraq who has been maintaining a blog and showing a harrowing picture of what Bush and Blair have wrought there. The blogger is now being threatened to shut down his blog or else. The blog is still up as of this morning, so you can check it out while you still can. The URL is www.leonardclark.com/blog. Once again, www.leonardclark.com/blog. And I will give that address one more time towards the end of this program if you didn't catch it that time. GWB is even having problems keeping his balance in Scotland. While bicycling in an off hour before the G8 summit, he ran into a Scottish policeman. The cop got a slightly sprained ankle out of the attack. GWB just got a scrape and cut here and there. GWB hasn't named his choice to replace Sandra Day O'Connor on the Supreme Court, but he has named who he wants as the second in the corner, so to speak. One of the worst actors to have a regular role on TV at the moment, Fred Dalton Thompson. Adam West as Batman was less wooden than Thompson is as the ham-fisted DA on Law & Order. Classy Freddie Blassie in his current state would have been a better choice. Judy Miller, the so-called reporter for the New York Times, spent the night in jail for refusing to name her leak source on Valerie Plame's CIA employment status. Then again, publicly dropping the dime on Karl Rove always is a health hazard. It's not just a case of the fascists hanging their own out to dry either, although we could probably get an interesting perspective from Rove or Ari Fleischer on that issue, especially in relation to this instance. The Los Angeles Times comments on its editorial page that once those Iraqi weapons that Miller wrote so long and luxuriously about in the New York Times turned out to be phantoms, her fellow NYT staffers could not badmouth her enough. Perhaps this merely proves true Dick Gregory's observation about Nixon losing the District of Columbia in the 1972 general election. If you aren't popular in your own neighborhood, you're in deeper trouble than you realize. And Florida prosecutors have received some of Rush Limbaugh's medical records. For those of us who have been waiting for the premier punk of pachyderm propaganda to get his long overdue comeuppance, this ought to signal the beginning of his end. The allegation here is that the biggest blowhard in broadcasting visited lots of doctors to get lots of prescriptions for lots of drugs, a felony in Florida, known there as doctor shopping. Limbaugh currently lives in Florida. The difference here, regarding Limbaugh's usual malarkey, is that we have to announce these apparent facts as allegations, while Limbaugh has made a living out of fabricating allegations and presenting them as the gospel truth. Well, if nothing else, Limbaugh has proven one thing. You're able to do a nationwide talk show while both popping morphine tablets and being unable to hear whoever it is you're allegedly conversing with. A reminder that this newscast originates from three different locations on the World Wide Web: WhiteRoseSociety.org, RadioForAll.net, and Radio.IndieMedia.org. Please offer these websites, as well as any other online or broadcast station airing this newscast, whatever possible support you can. Okay? And as well, once again, the blog for that National Guardsman stationed in occupied Iraq is leonardclark.com/blog. Give him a little bit of support too while you're at it. You can email me at thevoiceoflabor@centurytel.net. That's the voice of labor, L-A-B-O-R, at centurytel, centurytel.net. And I'll be seeing you here again tomorrow. I'm King David McKenzie. Remember, fear and God do not inhabit the same space. Now go make a little bit of news of your own today, okay?